Now, your letters. Earlier this week, we told you about Oklahoma's decision to make the song Do You Realize by the Flaming Lips the state's official rock song. Well, our story caught the attention of Mike Treader in Brooklyn, New York. He writes, "You mentioned that the state of Washington had once turned down a proposal to change its official state song from The Dreadful Washington, My Home to Louie Louie. Well, I was the manager of the radio station back in the early 1980s that spearheaded a petition drive to accomplish this. We intended it as a joke initially, but after thousands of our listeners enthusiastically responded to the idea, we managed to get the proposal all the way to the state legislature, where a measure was actually introduced on the floor. Alas, the bill failed, but it's still a great song and a great memory. And speaking of memories, memories of Chrysler. Yesterday we looked back at the company's founder, Walter P. Chrysler, and we played this tape of his top engineer, Fred Zeter, telling Chrysler about their new 1932 Dodge.
It's got that good old Dodge dependability, plus everything that the public wants today. Fred, you're proud of this car, aren't you? You're damn right I am.
Well, that tape hit a personal note with Chris Blair of Lenexa, Kansas. He writes this, "I often hear of listeners with stop-the-car moments for your news stories. I had mine on the way home from work when I heard my grandfather's voice for the first time, Fred M. Zeter." Mr. Blair continues, "He was the lead member of the Three Musketeers, the engineers behind Chrysler's formative years, and responsible for many innovative automotive designs utilized even today. My grandfather died before I was born, and now the company that he helped build has died too. I have no sadness, but there are joys in the memories, like that green 1969 Charger, and now the hearing of my grandfather's voice. That was nice. Now it's time to move on. Thank you." Well, Mr. Blair, it is we who thank you and all of our listeners for writing in, so please keep the letters coming. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.